The Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium. Opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Radio Network. I am one of your hosts, Cece, and I believe I have my co-host on the line, Mr. Robert 11X Minor. Are you there, Robert?
Yes, I am, Cece. How are you?
I am doing well. So, today, we're already at October 13th, 2016. As I say every week, boy, the year is just winding up really quick. Lots of things going on around us. In our homes, outside our homes, in our communities, and wow, hopefully we can talk about some of those things today. So one of the things that I'm thinking about today, well, we have a topic, but I'm thinking about some news that hit yesterday. Tommy from Martin passed away. Did you hear about that?
Yeah, I heard through the grapevine that he passed away. I like Tommy, and at a young age, I was quite shocked that I think he was only like 53 or 54.
He was 50 something. I can't remember exactly what, but I mean, the thing is, I didn't even know anything was wrong. I didn't hear of his sickness or anything like that, but I guess he had a stomach aneurysm, which I never heard of stomach aneurysms.
No, I haven't either.
Yeah, usually when they say aneurysm, I would think it's in the brain or in the head somewhere, but obviously it was a stomach aneurysm. So our prayers and thoughts for the family of Tommy. He was very entertaining, of course, on Martin, and he was on other shows too. I'm not really sure of what his entrepreneurial life was, but you know, obviously we know he was an actor. So yeah, I just thought I'd mention that because that was quite disturbing. Another thing in the news that I noticed, let's see here, let's look in our BIB news and see what we have here. The lady named Charlo Green out of Anchorage, Alaska, who was a news reporter, she quit on air. I think this was like last year, 2 years ago. She quit on air, and she said, F it, and something like that, and just went off the air to go ahead and do her marijuana business. But they've been targeting her. The feds have been targeting her ever since then. And now she's actually facing 54 years in prison. I was trying to get her to come on so that we could kind of talk to her about the lucrativity, I don't know if that's a word, but how lucrative the marijuana business has become since they've legalized it in several states. And the problem that we're having here, because they're obviously not allowing black people to really thrive in that, and there's still black people in prison serving prison terms for marijuana. So I wanted her to come on and talk about that, but haven't been able to get a hold of Charlo Green, so hopefully we'll be able to talk to her one day about that. So let's see, Robert, let's see, our show topic today is I think it's You Can't Make All the Money.
Right. You can't make all the money.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me make sure that's what it says. Let's see here. Let me scroll down a little bit here. Yep. We can't make all the money. So, yep, you wanted to talk about that today. Now, what is it specifically that you mean we can't make all the money? I mean, because it's kind of broad and vague. What do you mean when you say that?
Well, that goes out to a wide spectrum of people in business. You got to realize that you just can't make all the money. And sometimes in your efforts to build a business, rather than put your foot on someone else's back or put the loose around someone else's neck, you have to recognize those individuals that you have to allow to excel. And most oftentimes, we want to be the in-between person, almost like a wholesaler, but quite not the same as a wholesaler, not having the correct information to be a wholesaler. But we want to say, well, I got the connect or I got the contact, so you got to go through me. A lot of the times, that person is a hindrance. And because that person is always looking for ways to make more money, then they become a great hindrance to the other person who may be more suited to outperform that person. And so we have to, as business people, we have to see ourselves as managers. And I always say it like this: when you, if you create a basketball team or a baseball team, everybody has a part to play. Some people are the manager. Well, there's not going to be any managers. Maybe a couple of managers, but you got the head manager. Now, you got those people that are able to scout out the talent that is needed to be on the team. And they know what position that player needs to play. Okay? Now, you can't be the coach, be the scout, be the most valuable player, and be everything that you think a team needs. One person is not going to be all of that. You got to know how to recognize that ability to play in other people and then step out of their way and allow them to perform. Now, our problem as a people is we don't like to see them outperform us. Everybody wants the spotlight. And you have to sometimes step back in order to go forward. And a lot of people just won't step aside so that other people can go ahead of you to where you still can proceed on moving forward. And that's a hard thing for people to do. And we had some here lately. I personally, with the business, we've been going through a few things, not going into any great detail. But, you know, I really had a chance to see just how afraid of the unknown that people really are. And it's really, especially those who are conscious people, quote-unquote conscious people, conscious black people, I really see just how afraid that they are of white people, and to the degree to that they'll even try to spread that fear that they have into your thinking, not even knowing how far along the lines of liberation you have traveled. They don't even recognize, they don't even want to recognize that, because they want what they want right then and there. So, you know, getting back to the title, you know, you can't make all the money. You have to know when to bag out of certain people's way, you see. And I say that as a testimonial, because I've had people in my life who did not want to give me information that could make my life better, that could aid and assist me on the path that I've been on for the last 22 years. The first one that ever said something to me in reference to not aiding and assisting me told me that the game was to be sold and not to be told. And I said, well, I'm the right guy to say that to, because I'm the wrong guy to say that to. You know, and you know, and up till there was another instance where I was dealing with a company that they really intervened when I decided to leave them alone and manufacture my own products. They made it hard for me to deal with certain companies because they put a block in with these other companies. And at an early age in my entrepreneurship, I was able to maneuver around that and still get the product made and you know, put out there for retail. More currently, you know, the same type of deal. You know, I'm trying to get a product, been getting this product, and all of a sudden I can't get the product anymore. So you have to, I'm in a position of wholesale. So now when the block comes in, it really affects my livelihood. It shakes me to the core. And I'm thinking, man, what am I going to do now? This is how I eat. This is how I make everything else happen. Right. And then, again, knowing when to, understanding that you can't make all the money, when you really get that down in your thinking, then you allow everybody in your circumference to become the player that you know you want to be. You make them the player that you desire to be in order to get things done.
Now, do you mind if I read this thing by Dr. Boyce Watkins? It says, how money relates to gang warfare, because I think it's kind of connected to what you're saying.
Yes, ma'am.
Definitely. Okay, so this is a posting that I saw today from Dr. Boyce Watkins, and it says, when most of us think about gangs and gang warfare, there is usually a negative connotation. We think that gangs might be exclusive to our community and nowhere else, and that they are destructive. Actually, this isn't always true. Gangs are everywhere, and nature dictates that gangs naturally form as a means to survival for those who are affiliated. This is why many animals tend to run in packs. There's strength in numbers. 1, police departments are a gang. 2, the European Union is a gang. 3, corporations are economic gangs. 4, Asian, Arab, and Indian communities that support each other's businesses are a gang. 5, the NCAA is a gang where thousands of schools collude to exploit collegiate athletes for their own economic gain. The fact is that gangs are all around us. So the question for every black person to answer is, where is our economic gang? Meaning, what structure organization exists that allows us to pool our resources, support one another, protect each other's interests, and facilitate trade? No such gang exists, at least not in a large scale. When such economic gangs are created, they become Black Wall Streets. We had this before integration. Integration watered us down and killed our meaningful coalitions. We now find ourselves more vulnerable than ever before. My point in bringing all this is that we as black people must understand the importance of forming coalitions as a critical part of our economic and political strategy. When we work together and connect, we are better able to win battles and control our environment. This is a part of the reason that others have worked so hard to divide us. There are some of the concepts being taught and explained in our new course, Black Money 101, An Introduction to the Power of Money. The course is self-paced with plenty of material being added each week. The regular monthly fee for this course is $49, but for one more day you can get the access material for 48% off. So basically he's advertising his thing there, but it says, when others try to stop you from doing this, it is because they realize that you are becoming more powerful than ever before. Until we meet again, please stay strong, be blessed, and be educated. Sincerely, Dr. Boyce. Now, again, like I said, I think that has a direct correlation to what you were talking about, because you're talking about black people being scared of white people, scared to enter into business with one another, scared to take risks, scared to even become entrepreneurs, scared to even say the word entrepreneurs, because they are in the hamster wheel, the rat race. That is what they learned to do. That is what they went to school to learn to do. So when you are proposing something that is completely out of their spectrum or their radar, then they become, you know, like fearful, you know, very fearful. And whereas you or I may be like, oh, please, that's nothing. You know, we look past all, you know, the other stuff. You make check marks in the boxes like, okay, got that, okay, don't need that. You know, we just kind of fly through these situations without even thinking. But they have to sit and calculate and just really go through it in an emotional manner that does not allow them to move forward. So how can we form gangs, like Dr. Boyce was saying, if people are stuck in a certain mindset? You know, if people are on this 9-to-5 job, and they're just interested in following the status quo and doing what everybody else is doing. We can't form gangs like that. So what we have to continue to do, I believe, is search for those like-minded people. And I mean really like-minded people, because, as you know, people talk a good game. People will talk to you on the phone. People will message you and say that everything is fine, everything's well, I'm with you, brother, I'm with you, sister, I support you, whatever you need. But then when it comes down to it, they're actually a part of a different gang.
Right.
They're not interested in really promoting your well-being. They're interested in profiting off of your suffering. And, you know, that kind of takes me into another subject, you know. I'm sick and tired of seeing all these ads and advertisements on Facebook with people and their programs saying that they can help people do this and do that or whatever. I mean, it has just become so saturated with nonsense. I mean, people are really, really desperate and trying to make money, and it has just gotten so disgusting to me. I actually thought about going through, well, I did. I went through a couple of little free courses that people have, and some of them are very interesting, but it's just so clear to me that people are so desperate to make a dollar, and it's just, we don't have community. You know, I see black people doing this too. I mean, I'm going into a different subject, but it's all connected. I went to a conference, and I purchased one of these packages for $900 and something, and the people were to debit out of my account for 3 months. They didn't do that. They debited the one time. Then the second month, they actually debited twice out of my account for this package that was supposed to be helping me do the things that I needed to do. And it's crazy because, you know, I didn't receive anything. They took $900 from my account, and I didn't receive anything. And these are black people. So how are we to actually form a gang when we are becoming vultures off of one another? Nobody's really trying to help anybody do anything. I'm not saying that you shouldn't profit. Everybody should profit off of the work that they're doing. But to be vulturistic, and just really, really be profiting off of people's pain and suffering and, you know, people trying to get ahead. I mean, it's gotten so sick. I don't know how we can form gangs. Like I said, we have to continue looking for those like-minded people, really like-minded people. I mean, we have to do some serious vetting out, you know, and just get with the people who are really interested in, like Warren Ballantyne always says on his program, I push and you pull. So if I'm pushing you and you're pulling me, you know, we both gonna get ahead. But I'm just not seeing that. And, you know, I've had some situations this week that just have been really frustrating to me. I'm seeing a lot of people trying to be copycats off of other people, and those people are shysters. So in turn, those shysters are building more shysters that are building more shysters. So, I mean, it's just a vicious cycle of shysterism. And, you know, I've decided I don't want to be a part of it. You know, I can see it from the one side, you know, and I can tell what people are doing, but I was trying to stay connected because there's certain aspects of certain people that I like and certain things, but this week I just decided I can't be a part of any of it, you know, because it's really not promoting black people. It's not helping black people get ahead at all. It's a facade. I'm tired of these people lying and pretending like they have it going on to look glamorous. Actually, I think they're just psychologically preying on our people. You know, if he did it, ooh, I can do it too. So then let me just become a shyster and a liar. And I can't deal with it anymore. I mean, it sounds personal, but it is, because I take all these things personal that have to deal with us, you know. Because everybody wants to make money. Yes, we do. But there's a way to do it, you know, and you have to really look at things. We're not where white people are. We're not in that same place. So when you hear all these statistics and numbers and all this stuff, we are not in those statistics and numbers. The majority of us are not in some middle-class bubble, whatever the Republicans are talking about and all that. So that is not us. So stop listening to that crap. We are in a destitute state, and we are not going to get any better unless we stop the nonsense and stop the economic violence that is going on right now and truly begin to help one another. I mean, this week, I am fed up. I am sick of it, and I am fed up. And I'm not dealing with it any longer. When I see that a person is shysty, I'm just not giving them a chance. You know, I don't have money to waste. I don't have time or money to waste. And I don't have good people to waste. Because me, I usually refer people to other people. But once I find out that people are not doing business correctly, I'm just cutting them off. I'm not dealing with that anymore. You know, just there's been too many casualties in this stuff. I'm not doing it anymore. So if you're listening and you're one of those shysty people, I'm not dealing with you.
Well, you know, Cece, there was a article in the Final Call newspaper, the cover of the newspaper, and I have it around here somewhere. It says that business is war.
Mm-hmm.
And literally, again, you know, we both this week have been confronted on quite a few different fronts with the reality of, you know, the vultures in business and business being war. Now, the blessing out of it is that, you know, I've been in training myself personally for 22 years when it comes to this thing called entrepreneurship. And so, and then prior to the 22 years on this side of the fence, I had quite a few years on the other side of the fence, which was in the streets. And in St. Louis, this is a very small populated city. You're talking about, at this present state, I'm thinking 315,000 people that dwell inside the city limits. So St. Louis has always had a reputation that if you can make it here, you can make it anywhere. So most times that I deal with people, I always am misunderstood or judged improperly. And then And in war, that is always an advantage. So in business, that is always an advantage when someone that you're doing business with sees you as the lesser. But you better be able to recognize that they see that, or that's how they perceived you, because what they think they see is not actually what it is. And I always have said, never carry yourself like you are the stronger person. Always do less talking and more listening, and that way you can really pinpoint where this person think that they got you, or they how they see you.
I think that's smart.
And so, and even through life, because, you know, I've been the shorter person always in school, the smaller person, and wherever I go. And I've always watched how, you know, guys would try to size you up. They would look at you. You could see those shifty eyes looking at you, sizing you up. You knew you were being sized up. And then the thing of it was, by you knowing this, you know, and you're not thinking, you're not acting out of emotion, you're more strategically thinking, you're able to, you know, actually divert however they come at you, divert it, and through life experiences, your vocabulary is the most profound weapon that you can use. And when I say your vocabulary, I'm talking about not the profanity. I always said that, you know, in this life, you had to see men as lions, right?
Mm-hmm.
I see men as lions, but I'm a lion tamer.
Right.
You see, so whenever you can see men as lions and you know how to tame a lion, then, and that's by using vocabulary and knowing what amount of emotion and what amount of vibration in a word to put and how to put those words together, that tames that lion.
Absolutely.
So even in business, you have to study business from the same perspective that you study men in the street, because business is just as cutthroat. Because it's business is conducted by men, period, or women, men or women. So the same makeup in the man in the street is in the same makeup in the man in corporate office or whatever business venture you get into. So you cannot let go of your street savviness when you come to doing quote-unquote legit business. And that's a whole nother subject there.
Right.
Legit business.
So before we go any further, let's take a little commercial break. You listen to BIB Radio on the Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after these messages. Hold on.
We declare our right on this earth to be a man, to be a human being, to be respected as a human being, to be given the rights of a human being in this society, on this earth, in this day, which we intend to bring into existence by any means necessary.
All right, we're back. You're listening to BIB Radio on Black Talk Radio Network. If you want to speak with us, feel free to call in.
Your conference recording has stopped. This conference is
Uh-oh.
Being recorded.
Sorry. Oh, my goodness. Feel free to call in. Phone number 641-715-3660. Participant code 549-032 pound. If you'd like to be heard, press star 6 and the number 1. Now, Robert, while you were talking, I looked up this book. There's a book that a lot of people recommend that we read. It's called The Art of War by Sun Tzu.
Right.
And so there's actually something here on the internet, and it says Sun Tzu Strategies, Six Principles of Sun Tzu and the Art of Business. So I'm going to read those. I'm not going to read them all in detail, but I'll just read the headers. So it says, one, capture your market without destroying it. Generally in war, the best policy is to take a state intact. To ruin it is inferior to this. For to win 100 victories in 100 battles is not the acme of skill. To subdue the enemy without fighting is the acme of skill. Okay, and there's more to read on that. And then it says, number two, avoid your competitor's strength and attack their weakness. An army may be likened to water, for just as flowing water avoids the heights and hastens to the lowlands, so an army avoids strength and strikes weakness. Okay. Number three is, use foreknowledge and deception to maximize the power of business intelligence. Know the enemy and know yourself. In 100 battles, you will never be in peril. Number four, use speed and preparation to swiftly overcome the competition. To rely on rustics and not prepare is the greatest of crimes. To be prepared beforehand for any contingency is the greatest of virtues. Number five, use alliances and strategic control points in the industry to shape your opponents and make them conform to your will. Therefore, those skilled in war bring the enemy to the field of battle and are not bought there by him. Number six, develop your character as a leader to maximize the potential of your employees. When one treats people with benevolence, justice, and righteousness, and reposes confidence in them, the army will be united in mind and all will be happy to serve their leaders. So that was six principles of Sun Tzu and the Art of Business. We'll post those in BIB Radio if you all want to read the rest of them, because, again, I just read the header. So what do you think about those, Robert?
Oh, man, I mean, you know, all six of those points are on point, you know. As you was reading those points, you know, I always reflect.
Hold on. Can you turn your phone up a little bit?
Yeah. Let me see what I can do. How is that? Is that better?
That's better.
As you was reading those points, I was taking that and looking inward in myself, you know, and you know, and you have to understand. First you got to recognize yourself in anything that we do. We got to be able to be honest with ourselves. Where are we weak at? Where we are strong at? You got to be honest with yourself. There are some things that my first mind told me to do this week, and one, I didn't do it. And sure enough, as a result of not doing it, I knew I was being watched, because I didn't follow my first mind. My first mind, because I know what we got going on with the control of the laundry detergent. I know that there's people watching me. Okay, so my first mind told me to move a certain way. And I didn't do it, and as a result of not doing it, I looked up and here this dude is watching me. And I said, man, okay, I gotta not ignore my gut instinct. I've been doing this too long. I've survived 52 years on this earth by listening to my gut instincts coming out of them streets. Now, you can't get to legit money, quote unquote, and not pay attention to your gut instincts, because quote unquote legit money or illegal money, it's all the same. It's all the same, you know. And I tell people this all the time: the only thing that changes from illegal to legit is product. And even with product, when you're talking drugs, after you get the drug out the way, there's still product obtained in certain illegal ways that knocks what I just said out the window. Because when you're talking about getting money, the laws of the land apply at all times. But we tend to think, because now that we're not doing this illegal drug trade or whatever, that the law of making money doesn't apply. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad says, study the Caucasian, because he is successful in business and he makes no excuses for his failures. Take of him the good and leave the bad. And see, a lot of the times we don't properly study this Caucasian guy. We need to pay very close attention to how corporations move. America is a corporation, and her business tactics is used. One of the things that they do is use deception over the masses of people to get them to support their acts of war on other countries for the sake of the masses of people believing that it's humanitarian, when all the time it is gold, diamonds, oil, those things of that nature, or the land. So if this is how these large corporations are moving, then we have to study these corporations and not see yourself as some small peon because you only have one showcase full of goods. You got to see yourself as big as a whole nation when you're in business. And you got to move a certain way. I remember when I first started to see the mergers of restaurants, well-known restaurants, that sell this garbage food, merging with service stations. And I thought to myself, I said, man, that's such a good idea.
Yes.
Two businesses in one piece of real estate.
Mm-hmm. I remember I wanted to own a McDonald's gas station so bad. I was like 26. And I was like, man, I want to own one of those.
What it did for me was it made me start reaching out to young entrepreneurs around me and say, hey, man, why don't we, you know, because I own the building. Why don't y'all, you know, move your business in my building? We have both stores there. And that never happened. So I wind up having two different businesses in one store at one time. You see? I remember when they shut down, when the police came and raided my store over some bogus stuff, and they wind up shutting me down. I had a license hearing, and you know, I knew they were going to shut me down. It wasn't a question in my mind. And they did that. But then the flip side of it was I had a whole nother business that was legally operating out of there.
Mm-hmm.
So they shut one down, but the other was still legal to operate.
Right.
You see, so that was a benefit from looking at how McDonald's, I hate to give them a space, some accreditation, you know, a promo spot, but that was what I saw with, you know, BP or Amoco Service Station and that the Golden Arches. That's what inspired me to make that move like that. And see, but my point is, if we only see ourselves as like other people try to put in your mind, oh, you got a little business, you know, don't look at yourself I don't look at myself, I don't see nothing that I do little, because my thoughts are so huge. I always want to be the biggest thing out there. When people say your competition, I say the only competition I have is Walmart. If that's the biggest chain in retail, that's my competition. Anything else other than that is not competition. And so we really got to start really seeing ourselves in a bigger light instead of seeing ourselves in small. People gonna say all kind of stuff because they really don't see themselves big. So when somebody throw into your ear gate, or you got a little small business, don't agree with that crap. Don't agree with that. You immediately have to check that. Because that's going into you, and if you agree, then you're not doing yourself any service. So immediately say, oh no, that's a matter of opinion. I hate that you think like that. No, I'm not no small time nothing. You know, and the reason you got to believe that is because God didn't make nothing small time or mediocre. The Caucasian did that. The Caucasian made nigger. And all that kind of stuff. God didn't make nigga. God made man. So, you know, and man's potential is to be like a God. So I don't see me as being no small fry. You see, I think something highly of myself. So whatever it is I do, like my old-time friend a long time ago, older mentor, he said, Robert, whatever you do, do it big. No matter what you do, if they're going to come for you, they're going to come for you whether you're doing it small, but it just looks so much better if they come for you and you're doing it big. And I said, you know what? You sure right. It ain't going to matter. So right. Do it big, think big, move big, you know, and challenge white folks, Caucasians, challenge them. Don't let them tell you, dictate to you how your life should be. You set the rules for your life. You set the rules for your life. If they make a move on you, you better outthink them. Because they didn't do no thinking to get to where they are right now. They did a lot of stealing, robbing, and killing to get to where they are right now. And they continue to do that. And the black man and the black woman did most of the majority of the thinking. So don't believe anything other than that. Mostly all the inventions that are in America and throughout the world have come out of the minds of a black man and woman. So this thing that we have been up under in America for the last 450-something plus or 500-plus years now has really been a curse and a blessing. See, when they lose it all, they jump out of windows, hang themselves, run into brick walls and cars, speeding cars, you know, jump off of bridges into, you know, rivers and this. We ain't never had nothing to really lose it all, so we steady trying to come up. So we've always been in the position where we had to camouflage our thinking. And that kind of worked in your advantage if you really understood how that could work in your advantage. You see, and for me, I see that these 400 or 500 years have conditioned us to be able to outmaneuver, outthink our natural enemy, and even those little devils that look like us. We have been put in a unique position. Now, I tell people, stay off the drugs, leave as much of that alcohol alone, take care of your temple, and get in tune with the correct information. There's nothing you can't do business-wise. They can't stop you. So I'm going to put this out there to anybody that hears this 2 hours tonight. If you desire to do something for yourself, and I'm in the laundry detergent business, if you're in a 300-mile radius of Chicago, Illinois, you can call me, Brother Robert 11X, at 314-791-3210. I will not put myself in the middle of you becoming successful. And once I talk to you and you call me, I'll tell you why I won't do that. But I'm going to put you in direct contact of information that's going to free you up and make you a better player at this thing called life, and can give you a freedom that you will definitely enjoy being able to take care of your family and your children. Give us a call, 314-791-3210. You can hit me up on Facebook at Robert 11, spelled out, E-L-E-V-E-N, X, minor, M-I-N-E-R. Tell me that you're interested in becoming a soap distributor. We're going to make it happen for you. Trust and believe. Let nothing or no one stop you from accomplishing what it is that you will. Let nothing or no one stop you. They cannot make all the damn money. Can't do that. And I ain't going to let them do it by their damn self. I'm in it to win it. And damn it, we've been promised a victory. And it's here. Our victory is here. Trust and believe. And as CC said, we just have to work together. And working together looks like this. I don't need to profit off of your win. Your win is more profitable, not in a monetary sense, but in a real life sense. Your win is more profitable in that sense than any other way that I could ever think of. Because once we aid and assist one another to a victory, the relationship is more valuable than a cash dollar amount. And through that type of relationship, where you can take care of your family, you don't have to worry and want for bill money or those things that are necessity, that relationship is a lifelong relationship. So, I mean, we got to change this thing. We got to quit being so damn afraid of Caucasians. What they said, how it should be done in business, is really not true. You ain't got to hear me, but my experience, I'm telling you all, my experience in business has been just the opposite of what they said it should, this is how it should be done. And I'm telling you, I heard Minister Farrakhan say this, whenever white folks say go left, you go right. And me with my little cocky attitude, when I heard that, I applied that to everything I said I was doing in life. So I applied that into business. And everything that they said do, I did just the opposite. My first business was open for a whole almost year and a half, and I didn't have a business license. And I'm not saying that that's how you should move. I'm just saying that's how I did it. And my story goes from that point 21 years ago, and I've just been able to see that everything that they told us to do is not the way that they do it. They didn't do it when the Indians came over here. I mean, when they came over here and took the land from the Indians, they didn't go get no damn license.
No, and I like that you actually brought that up, because you know, I'm looking at, too, like, what stifles us. You know, we have become too encompassed with looking at how everybody else is doing things instead of just doing it you know, like I was watching this program on TV yesterday. I don't remember what it was called, but they're talking about all the stuff that they had to go through and getting their business and this and that. Now, if I was a regular person sitting back at a 9-to-5 job thinking that I might like to go into business for myself one day, I would look at that and be like, man, there's no way I could do that. You know, there's no way I could get that done. No, there's no way that I could have to do this and that and have this inspection and even get a building and, you know, just the whole way it's portrayed on TV, it looks like there's no hope. But all you have to have is the faith the size of a mustard seed. And if you put that faith to work, you know, faith without works is dead. And what is the other one? Faith without works is dead. So that means you got to put some work to it. You know, if there is business that you feel that you would like to do, a business that you'd like to be involved in, I mean, that's why we're here on this program, so we can help you cultivate that idea. You know, don't just sit on it and be like, oh, my goodness, it's too hard. I mean, I hear people say that all the time. I mean, because I talk to all kind of people. And when I see them with some scrubs uniform on, I know they're doing some hard work. Most likely they're a caregiver. I've been a caregiver. That is some hard work. But in caregiving, you will find some of the most compassionate people with many ideas. And so I do. I just ask them, had you ever thought about being in business for yourself? Even if they want to continue being a caregiver, had you thought about doing this for yourself? Well, sometimes nobody's even presented that to them, presented the idea. And it's so wonderful when you can actually spark that interest in them and they actually entertain it and they're ready to go forward with it and you can actually help them. But then there are those who come up with 8,000 different excuses why it can't happen for them. And it's so terrible to see that. But, I mean, if you just have that faith that you want to do something, again, that's why we're here. We're here to help you. Robert gave his information. If you want to get something started, this is not some Facebook gimmick or anything like that. He does not want a dollar from you. He wants you to make it happen for you and your family for generations to come. And that's what we do on this network. We are actually here for our people. This is not some quick get-rich Ponzi multi-level marketing scam. It's none of that. We want you all to be able to take care of your family. Times are really hard. I'm not going to say getting hard. No, times are hard, and they're going to get harder. So, you know, if you are thinking about doing something, it's time to put that work into action. Whatever it is that you're good at, it's time to start. Forget all this cloud of worry, you know. Like Robert's talking about the business license. He didn't have a business license. Shoot, I didn't have a business license. I remember I had a daycare license, but I was supposed to have a city business license, too. I was like, for what? No. And again, like he said, we're not telling you to operate like that, but the point is, don't let these little barriers stop you from moving forward. I mean, it's unnecessary. And if you saw what generations before you did to make it happen, you would be so ashamed of yourself, because our people have been in business for years. We had to be. We had to be creative and do some things to allow our families to survive. I'm telling you, we need to start. I mean, we should have started a long time ago, but we really need to start. We need to create our own gangs. We need to come together and build some things. If you're listening to this show for the first time, please listen to the older shows, the older episodes, and just start building yourself up to move forward with what we need to be doing. Okay, yeah. Robert. I'm just on a rant thing to the tonight.
No, that's real talk. I mean, you know, we just had, I mean, to our listening audience, those people that follow us, you know, this show here is definitely, I'm sure you all can tell that there were some things that have definitely transpired for both CC and I business-wise. But let me say this to that. You know, when you when you are God's child and you know it, I'm telling you, man, you know, we really deal with these type of things in the best of manner, and we still win. I'm telling you, you will win. And you got to have the right thinking. We're not out trying to tell you to send us a check or none of that. We want to see you win just as bad as we want to win. Okay, so now, with that being said,
wait a minute. Wait, before you go forward, you have paid people to win. So, I mean, it's just the opposite. You have paid people because you want them to win. So this is not that. We want you to win. Go ahead.
Right.
Sorry.
So, no, that's real talk, though. So, you know, I mean, so, you know, I keep on reflecting on my life the last 22 years. I'm a living testimony of how if you really put your mind to it, your energy to it, your desire in it, you know, your will in it. I mean, once it doesn't take much. Brother loaned me $70 to get my start 22 years ago, and it doesn't take much. You know, I mean, the shoes that I wear in the physical are size 8.5 to 9, but in the more spiritual realm, hey man, I got some size 16s I put on every day. You see, so and that comes from having that faith. That comes from exercising that faith. That comes from not just belief, but when you have the correct information, the correct mathematics applied, you no longer are a believer, you are a knower of the word. You know it's true. So, and you know the results. So you can't fail when you know how to add 1 and 1 and get 2. You can't fail. You see, so, I mean, this thing is very, very, this has been a very educational week, and when you're being tried and tested, it ain't for you to get all out of sort. It's for you to calm yourself, try to get as much calm, and look deep into the situation. Look deep into it. But time is of an essence. See, this is the thing about business, because as I say all the time, you got 30 days until the next bill cycle come, and after that 30 days, if ain't nothing happening with your money by then, you got one more set of 30 days, and after that, some stuff getting turned off. The eviction process after the first 30 days is usually already in effect. So you can't afford to crumble. You can't afford to crumble. You got to be able to look outside yourself. People always say, well, I want to do this thing here. If it was up to me, I'd be DJing right now. But I'm not DJing. That's what my passion. Now, I wrestle with that passion in me every day of my life since I not touched the turntable, been over 30 years possibly.
Wait, let's move into that passion after this commercial. You're listening to the Black Talk Radio Network. This is BIB Radio. And our phone number is 641-715-3660. Participant code is 549-032 pound. If you would like to speak to us and you have any comments, press *6 and the number 1. But again, you're listening to BIB Radio on the Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after these messages.
Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium. Black Talk Radio since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
All right, everyone, we're back. We're back again. This is BIB Radio on the Black Talk Radio Network. Our dial-in number is area code 641-715-3660. Participant code is 549032#. If you'd like to speak to us, press *6 and 1, and we'll be sure to get you in queue. All right, now, looks like we have a person on the line. Robert, you want to tell us your DJ information or your story, then we'll get this other person on the line.
Yeah, so my point with what I was saying is this right here. You know, people say, you know, do what you're passionate about doing. Well, all the time, what you're passionate about doing usually is not the thing that actually is going to help you pay the bills. Some people's passions takes time, a lot of time, to actually get up and going. So I say to a lot of people, you got to do, first of all, what it takes to get your cash flow up. Because, you know, once you get your cash flow up, then you can invest in your passion. But if you're tired of your 9-to-5 and you want to come off that job, then what you have to do is look in your environment and find out what it is that the people are doing, what it is that the people want, what it is that the people need. And there are a few certain things that you can't go wrong. I always tell people, the weather always is an indicator of what you should be doing in business. When it's hot, sell something cool. When it's cold, sell something warm. When it's raining, sell something that allows them to have shelter or keep them dry. When it's snowing, again, sell something that allows them to stay warm or dry. So you got the five seasons. Well, what is it? Winter, spring, summer, fall, autumn. Yeah. And then you have your senses, your natural senses. If you pay attention
seasons,
to it,
but if you want to add a fifth one, that's okay.
Huh?
I said I think it's four seasons, but if you want to add a fifth one, that's okay.
Yeah, well, you know they say autumn, yeah. But we don't have that in St. Louis. We skip over fall, go right from summer to winter.
Okay.
But so I could say three in our instance, but you know,
okay.
Technically they say five.
Right.
But then you got your sense of touch, smell, seeing, hearing, you know. So those are another thing, things that you can focus on and cash in on. That's just the basic fundamentals of the universe and the human being. Now, if you can cater to any one of those 9 or 8 different things I just named right there, you can find a payday out of that can immediately get you some money right away that day, and then be able to make sure in the next 30 days you got your bill covered.
Mm-hmm.
Now, after you practice that for a period of time, yeah, you may be cutting it kind of close to getting the bill paid, or just have barely enough to get the bill paid with just a few dollars over. Okay, but it beat having a job that you know ain't going nowhere. The more you do that, the more you practice that, the more you study this weather, the nature, and yourself, then you can keep on allowing that to reoccur over and over and over again. And then, at some point in time, you can start then investing in what it is that you're passionate about, because along the way, you should be still looking up things about what you're passionate about. If you're that passionate about it, and then I always say, you just never know if that's going to change, because once you start doing this thing from a realistic perspective and a practical perspective, sometimes your passions change.
Mm-hmm.
So we just try to keep it very fundamental for those that are desiring to go into business. That's some food for thought.
Right. Well, what we want to do is, there's actually a video that I want to play. It's like 4 minutes long. But We have a caller. I'm not going to play the video necessarily because I have to convert it and do all this strange stuff. But I definitely want to get the caller in. Last four digits are 7986. Welcome to BIB Radio. Who do we have on the line?
Rob.
Yes, sir.
How you doing?
Black man from Las Vegas, Brother Rasheed. What's going on, soldier?
You and CC sound like a singing couple. I love you both.
We've been working on this thing. Our timing is pretty good together.
It's fantastic, brother. I'm serious. Continue to do what the both of you are doing. Lead yourself into heaven on earth. Don't allow anyone or follow anyone into hell.
Right. That's for sure.
And y'all,
that's for sure right there, bro.
The two of y'all are really, really is inspiring. I mean it. You are inspiring. Continue to do what you're doing. And another thing about what CC was saying about the vultures, you got to understand the Caucasian is the major trainer of people in the world. And he or she trains them to be vultures. That's why you, brother, you meant more to me than that little $300 a month rent. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And you totally correct. I wasn't trained by me.
Right.
I love you both, and I'm headed to a meeting, but I'll be in touch. Love you both. Have an excellent day.
Thank you.
Good night.
That's a pleasant call.
Right.
That's my big brother. That's my mentor, ladies and gentlemen. Brother Abdul Rashid Shabazz out of Las Vegas, Nevada. That's just one of the most brilliant black men that I've ever met in my life. I mean,
that's one of our co-hosts. Our one of our, I don't know what you call that, affiliates or something like that. But yeah.
Yeah, he's man. I can just go on and on and on, but I tell a lot of people you got to have a good mentor, and a lot of times people talk a good talk, but they don't put the money where their mouth is.
Right, I think that's the majority of people, you know, and that's because, you know, we just have gotten so used to disappointing. We've gotten so used to being disappointed that all we do is disappoint. That's what I think.
That's a good one there. You're right.
But it's real. And,
that's,
you know,
real,
what I think about it is a cycle of just craziness, cycle of no hope, you know. Instead of being that disappointment, try a little bit harder to be better. You know, every day be better. Be honest with yourself, you know. When you're honest with yourself about your shortcomings, like you were talking about before, it allows you to move forward, you know.
Yeah.
If you allow yourself to just be like, you know what, you know, I really have bad thoughts about that, whatever that is, you know. Then
right.
You can sit down and you can kind of analyze that and see if your bad thoughts about that are just like some sort of thing that you shouldn't even be feeling bad about.
Mm-hmm.
You just spend time with yourself in your own mind, shut off the TV and the crazy music and all that. Just spend some time with yourself so that you can be honest with yourself and move forward and not be a disappointment to others. Really.
Yeah, that's what you got to do.
You do. You really do. I mean, because, you know, how else are we going to change if the change doesn't start within us? You know. And there's a change that you can make every single day. And what is the little thing that says it takes 21 days to
create a habit?
I don't know. Sometimes it takes a little bit longer. Just keep working at it. Whatever. Just keep working at it. You will get there, you know. And find somebody that you can talk to, you know.
Yep.
Not a gossiper, not a whatever kind of person, you know. just get out of your own comfort zone and find some people. Matter of fact, you know what? There's like 800 numbers. You can talk to people that don't even know you and won't ever see you.
Right.
You can do that. You can just vent to these people. They will never, ever see you in life. But I'm telling you, it is healthy to just get your mind right so you can move forward and be who you need to be to help your community. Seriously.
Yep.
I mean, we don't think about that enough, really. I mean, we just, you know, especially if we're in these jobs, we just think about, like, the next paycheck or the next money or whatever. My gosh. And it's all about minimizing your bills so you don't have to be so caught up with other things and can't take care of yourself mentally so that you can help take care of the things that we all need to take care of together.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's just, this whole thing is just psychological. I mean, I'm spent. I'm not going to say I'm tired. I am spent. I mean, the stuff that I have experienced this week, I mean, I'm so tired of changing diapers and patting people on the back so they can burp. I mean, you know what? I'm ready to hire a nanny.
Right. Right.
I mean, it is just, I feel like I haven't slept in 2 days because this baby is just got some serious colic.
You know, I mean, a lot of it stems from the lack of and inconsistency of doing for self.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it is. You're dealing with people. I mean, there's a lot of pop-up business people now.
Mm-hmm.
And what they're, what, I mean, when I say pop-up, these people, like, really think that they got it.
Right.
And
they just got here.
Right. You know, I had to share with a brother. I say, man, I've been doing this for 22 years. I ain't worked a job for nobody in 22 years. Ain't flipped no drugs in 22 years, brother. Took care of 3 children and my grandmother for 7 years of her life. I had to express that to that brother. I wanted him to really think about who he was dealing with. That's what I've been doing for the last 22 years, brother. And he still followed it with, you don't really understand the value of having a good relationship with this. I'm like, okay, this ain't going nowhere.
Right. As soon as you put the diaper on him, he messed it up again.
Right. At that point, he should have humbled himself and said, wait a minute. Okay, I'm sure he ain't been in the business. He's a newcomer. But not to say that you can't be young and expediently wise or intelligent in business. I'm not saying that at all, you know. But you got to be able to listen well when things are being explained to you. And I can tell when, if I take my time to explain it and you still stuck on what you own, your experience doesn't allow you enough wisdom to get where I'm coming from.
Right, and like I said before, you know, people are looking at these repetitive things going on Facebook and they think that they can do this and do that and take advantage of people. They don't look at it as that, but that's exactly what it is. It's taking advantage of people. And so my thing is, again, down with the vultures. I'm not interested in that. If that's what you're starting and you're calling it a business, I don't want to have anything to do with you. I really don't.
And I'm going to throw this out here, out there to all the people who are bougie in your thinking, that you think less of any business owner that operates out of a flea market. You need to sit that foolish thinking to the curb, because would you rather make $10,000 at a flea market or make $2,000 in your own store? Now, you think about that, because at the end of the day, foolish thinker, it's about that bottom line. no matter where it came from, whether you had a kiosk on the street, a booth in the flea market, or a storefront that you own or rent in most cases.
Mm-hmm.
What matters most in business is your bottom line.
Right. And what does your bottom line look like if you're paying high dollar Central West End rent to somebody? I mean, first of all, there's the biggest mistake right there. You're renting something, and you're really, really putting yourself out there naked. You don't know business. You haven't studied enough. You haven't gone to any elders that have done this before you. If you don't recognize what this is about, this is about making everybody broke. Those people that go into these conventional or traditional situations,
right?
It's about making you broke. If you don't know what the heck you're doing, that thing will swallow you up.
That's real.
That's super real.
That's why those malls, that's why you see a lot of malls going out of business now.
Yeah, I seen a mall, where was I at? I don't even know where I was at, but I seen this huge, huge mall. I mean, just sitting there like nothing. And I couldn't believe it. And all I could think was, well, man, I wonder how long that mall has been out of business.
And that used to be the place to strive to open your business. I've never, now in 22 years, I always thought about doing a mosque, but just a damn kiosk was over $1,000 a month. I was like, that's crazy.
That's very crazy.
I mean, if you in a kiosk and you, so you gotta, now you gotta jack your prices up, and what's the likelihood of you surviving that in that environment versus where you can go into a flea market and your rent at the very, at, I know the very minimum can be $25 a day.
Right.
That's just, that's for somebody who just in and out, want to come in, want to go out, and don't. But then if you want to get a booth for the month, you could pay somewhere around $325 a month. The Grand Slam Indoor Flea Market or Marketplace charges around $325 a month for 20 days out of the month. They're open 5 days a week. Now, not many flea markets are open 5 days a week. There are some that a friend of mine in Arizona just called me and told me, him and his wife came out of one, Brother Ghazi, came out of one that was open 7 days a week from 8 to 8 in the evening.
Wow.
I almost wanted to pack us up and go. Yeah, he laughed. He said, he told me, he said, oh, I know you love to be up here with this one. I said, boy, look here, I'm over here fidgeting right now trying to think of a way. Talking about 8 to 8, 12 hours a day.
And they open how many days a week?
Every day.
Wow.
Every day. So I'm like, you can set some hours there, because you're gonna want some time off. You just have to learn how to set a system in play and employ some people.
That's legitimately your own store. Yes, you can.
Right.
You know, without having all the crazy overhead. That's what people don't understand. That overhead will eat you up. I was so, I reflect back on when I opened my first business. It was a daycare, you know, in-home daycare. I wasn't gung-ho about opening a center because I saw all what went into that. I mean, it was so much. Not that it couldn't be done, but if I'm a woman and I still want to be home with my own children, that was like the smartest move ever for a 23-year-old. I mean, and I totally killed the overhead. All I had to do was open up my downstairs, and that's what I did.
All right.
People don't understand that. I mean, come on. That's the biggest thing is that overhead.
Commercial utility bills, because you no longer get a residential rate, and you won't get a residential rate in a commercial building.
Right.
You're going to get a commercial rate. That jacks your bill up even higher.
Mm-hmm.
So there are things that people need to know. Don't let people sell you on the conventional way of doing business. That is the American lie.
American nightmare.
Equivalent to the American lie.
Right.
You know, the traditional way of doing business is a lie.
Right.
The thing about doing business, ladies and gentlemen, is to keep as much of the money in your pocket.
Right.
All the way from real estate to wherever it is, you want to keep as much of the money in your pocket. Speaking of that, God told me that God didn't want to meet me when I was in search of someone to represent me. Company-wise, he said the guy went on my Facebook page and determined that I was greedy and that I shouldn't want to go around distributors to get a better cost. And I said, wow. And then questioned my religion and talked about my own personal belief and how I believe or how I see things. It just fabulous. I was blown away. I was taken aback. The question, my spirituality, because I'm making a strategic business move after a strategic business move was put on me, and I supposed to just sit back and take it?
But see, that's where your gang is supposed to come in. But the person that you were talking to should have been your gang. But instead of being your gang, he decided to be against you.
Right. I couldn't believe I was hearing this stuff. And I just made a point. You know, he shared, brother shared with me about, you know, the brother, you know, taking him in. At a time that he was in need of some shelter. Well, and I respect that, and everybody, whatever level you on at that time of understanding, you can't expect a person to perform outside of that level that they're on.
Mm-hmm.
But I asked the brother, I said, yeah, that probably was a really huge thing for you.
Mm-hmm.
I said, but, you know, You were still in that situation, and this happened years ago. And did the brother own the real estate? Did he own it? And he fought me on that question. But I said, no. Did he own the real estate? And he said, yes. And I said, well, he should have taught you how to buy the property.
Right.
So you would never have that situation to ever reoccur again in your life. Now, that, when I said that to him, that offended him.
Of course.
And I was like,
did.
Oh, wow. Now, this is how crazy it gets. And at that point, when I saw the anger arising, I said, no, I'm going to let this alone.
Right.
I'm going to leave this alone and walk away because it's not worth it, you know. If I can't get you to see logic, then I don't need to try to talk to you on that.
Right.
Now, usually when people feel a certain way about another person, you know, sometimes the emotions are so strong that you can't even penetrate the logic.
Right.
You know, so, you know, we got a lot of growing up to do, brothers and sisters. We got a lot of growing up to do emotionally. We got a lot of growing up to do mathematically, which is equivalent to economically. And then we got a lot of growing up mentally. We got a lot of growing up to do in a lot of different areas, you know, and we got to, but what we really, in my opinion, we really got to expediently grow up in economics.
Yeah, that's true. That's,
you got to,
true.
Because that $1.1 trillion is steadily leaving our hands. So, I mean, yeah, we got some psychological trauma which affect that $1.1 trillion leaving, and we got a lot of spiritual But boy, we some kind of way, we're going to have to figure out how we can get this money channeled to black businesses and black entrepreneurship, no doubt.
Right. When I was talking to the gentleman I met at the store today, he was explaining to me that education plays a big part of that. You know, we have to educate our children in the way that they need to be educated, because, of course, we know that they've been miseducated. So in that, we have to make sure that they have the proper education so that we can teach them economics. Because if we're trying to teach them from our point of view and our standpoint, they really can't, it can't resonate with them because they've learned somebody else's way, you know. So we have to teach them our way.
Yeah, we got to get them young.
Oh, yeah, we got to get them young and hope we can do something with them, even if they're old, I tell
you. Well, we got to keep them totally out of this school system.
Right.
That right there has to be, there's no option there. We can't allow our children to go back into the school system, public school system. And one step even further than that, if your curriculum is certified by the school system or by the state or whatever, or they tell you you can't have this in your curriculum, then we have to shut that down too. No school system that teaches black children should not be allowed to not teach entrepreneurship.
Right.
And economics in the real way. That should be the main curriculum. Along with language, we need different languages. We need sciences. We definitely need mathematics. I think mathematics and business should go hand in hand. They should learn mathematics through business.
Right.
You know, and
well,
that's just my
well,
thing.
Well, we know that there's like several, man, it's just so many different things. But let's just invite everyone again. Our phone number to dial in is area code 641-715-3660. Participant code is 549-032 pound. If you would like to talk to us, press the *6 and the number 1. We will see you in queue, and we will get you on. You're listening to Black Talk Radio Network, and this is BIB Radio. Right now I have a video, and I have been playing with this. I feel so technologically smart. Yay, because we've been talking. I've been working and clicking, trying to convert this video and get it into the little box. And it is now in the little box. So we're going to listen to this right now on our commercial break. So everyone, listen to this, take notes, eat the meat, spit out the bones. Hopefully it's all meat for you, but we're going to go ahead and play it. It's called Take Action and Build a Successful Business. What happened here? Okay, Take Action, Build a Successful Business.
Hello there.
And let's see, How to Become a Millionaire. All right, so let's just listen to what this guy says, because he's got some very valuable points, and then we'll be back with you in just a moment. I'm not sure if I'll play it all, but just take a listen.
Hello there. Your most valuable asset is your mind. It's your ability to think, to question, to analyze, and then to decide and take action. Each lesson will give key ideas and exercises that will help you to make better decisions and get better results. Your job is to take action on these decisions once you have made them, if you seriously want to become a self-made millionaire. So let's begin with the basics. Whether you are already operating a business or you have just decided to start a new business, you must continually evaluate your current situation. Even if you are currently selling a product or service, you must recognize and accept that 80% or more of your products or services will be new or different in 5 years, and maybe even faster. As an exercise, imagine that you were starting over again today. Is there anything that you are doing now that, knowing what you now know, you wouldn't get into again today? Another exercise is to imagine that you have no limitations of time, money, experience, or resources. If you could do or be anything in your business life, what would you choose? Now, to become a millionaire, to be successful in business, begin with your own talents, your own abilities, your own experience, your own knowledge and interests and background and education and so on. Look into yourself. As the Delphic Oracle said, man, know thyself. Self-knowledge is the starting point of success in business. Look carefully at your current work, your current business, your current position, or your current product or service. Look within your own life and work, or under your own feet, for what they call your own acres of diamonds. Many people don't realize it, but right where they are standing, right under their feet, there are incredible opportunities for them to achieve all their financial goals. It may be in your current industry, or your current talents, or skills, or interests, or maybe even somebody who's making you an offer. So what qualities do you have that account for your greatest success in life so far? These are great indications of what will account for your success in the future. What personal skills and abilities have gotten you to where you are today? And how could you apply those same skills and abilities to starting and building a new business, or to creating a new direction for your existing business? Many fortunes begin when an individual sees a customer need that is not being satisfied and which their current company has no interest or desire in satisfying. Sometimes this idea comes as a result of customer inquiries or complaints. Often the individual decides that he will start a new business, sometimes on the side, to give those customers what they are asking for. Sometimes there's a great business opportunity staring you right in the face, right where you are today. What could it be? Thomas Edison once said that opportunities come disguised in work clothes, which is why most people don't recognize them. Look for something that is an improvement on an existing product or service, rather than something brand new. Look for something that is cheaper or of better quality. Look for something that has additional features or functions that current products don't offer. Look for something that is better in some way in comparison to something that people are already buying and using. You see, improving an existing successful product or service is the fastest and surest way to build a successful business. An idea only needs to be 10% newer and better to capture substantial market share and put you on the road to personal wealth. Look for a product or service about which you can really become enthusiastic. Sometimes people become wealthy by translating or transforming their hobbies into a business. You'll always be most successful doing something or marketing something that you really love and care about. Every product and every business must have a champion, a person who really, really wants customers to enjoy the benefits of that product or service. I hope you enjoyed watching this video. If you did, please subscribe to my channel by clicking on the button that appears on the screen.
Well, all right. My goodness, that was great information. That was called Take Action and Build a Successful Business, How to Become a Millionaire. What I took away from that was that last little bit where he was talking about, you know, not recreating something, just, you know, capitalizing off of something that's already been done, and it only takes 10% to make it a new idea or something new and innovative. 10%, that's not very much. So, like, if I have this can of Lysol here and I add, like, a little bit of scent to it, or I make the can, you know what I did see? This is what I did see. Okay. So, like, I used to do house cleaning, right? And, of course, you use lots of spray bottles. Well, you get down to the last bit of the spray bottle, and there's still some liquid down there, but you can't use it, so it was a waste of money. Well, what I noticed is somebody came up with the wonderful idea of making that little tube that goes in the bottle a little bit longer and going a little bit down further into the bottle, like into the floor of the bottle, which allowed the tube to pick up the rest of the liquid to be sprayed out. Now, maybe that's 20%, I don't know, but it just takes a little bit of something to make the other thing a little bit better, and then there you have a new idea, something that is solving the problem that people are having. So I thought that that was a really excellent video. What did you think, Robert?
Yeah, well, you know, of course, I heard that same little bit that you just spoke on, And, you know, I already got something that I'm been found that millions of people use, and I'm just going to improve on it. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm talking about. We're not going to let the cat out of the bag, but that's so true. You don't have to reinvent the wheel. You can just add a little decorative something to it or make it a little better.
Yeah, put some shiny spokes on it.
Right, right.
Put it on 22s. It's already in
it. Right. That literally, just to hear that, really make me say, man, I got to really move on that. Such a beautiful idea that God shared with me one day, standing out on the front, and you know, dealing with that laundry detergent. I was like, oh my God, that's it. And so I know I'm gonna move on that, because these ideas and thoughts, you know, I mean, when God gives it to you, He gives you, that's your assignment.
Right, right. But you know what I've noticed too, is if you don't move on it and you sit there and you ponder it forever, God gives it to somebody else, and then you'll see your idea.
Right.
Right. Back,
I would be sick.
Right. I mean, it's happened to me a few times. But, you know, I think that we need to be better at, you know, recognizing around us what we need to recognize, and that is opportunity, because there's lots of opportunity around us. And you may think, oh, it's a little stupid idea. Well, that's your confidence. Your self-confidence is low. And again, you know, there's counseling for that. There are people, 800 numbers, you can call people, and they don't even have to know who you are. You just have a little free counseling with them and build up your self-esteem. I would say you need to get into some meditation. Meditation is not demonic or satanic, depending on what you're meditating on. You know, that's something different. But, you know, the word tells you to meditate. You know, you need to spend some time with yourself. And if you give yourself extra time every day instead of being in a rush, you can allow these ideas that God has for you to flourish. And then, as you write them down, as the Bible says, write the vision and make it plain, you write these things down and you start moving toward wanting answers for what you're wanting to put together, He will put the right people in your path. I mean, trust me, it happens to me all the time. And it's like, oh my goodness, I was just thinking about that. Or if I want to have like a guest on the radio show, you know, I'm like, oh my goodness, I was just thinking about doing a show on that, and I was looking for, you know, a guest or whatever. And the person will come right to me because I am putting the works in motion. So you can do the same thing. I mean, I don't know who we're talking to, but this show will be cycled around so many different times. Whoever you are, if you are not in business yet and you need help, just email us. We are happy to help you. That's what we do. We don't want a dollar from you. But you can email us at weareblacksinbusiness@gmail.com. weareblacksinbusiness@gmail.com. My name is Cece. We also have Brother Robert on the line. And you can address either one of us. You can address both of us. Whatever. Just let us know that you need help. We would happily help you, talk to you on the phone, and help you develop your idea, or put you in the right, the midst of the right person who can help you with your idea. One of my Facebook names is Miss Cece, the Real Infopreneur. I know a lot. I know a lot of people. So if you need some help, just let me know. I love it. I thrive off of that. If you want somebody to help
this
you.
This woman, and when I say, this woman is very, 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 very good at what she does. I mean, I'm always blown away at Cece's ability to connect people and to make things happen in the clutch. I'm at a loss for words, because when I say she can do it, she gets the job done. Okay, so people, she's not just saying this. I've experienced it firsthand. That's how I met her. from all the way in Seattle. She did some work for me. I'm in St. Louis. She's in Seattle. And it blew me away. I was like, hell no, I can't even get people this close to me to carry out the damn mission. So right. That, when she made me a believer, paying her. I had to pay her. I didn't have a problem with giving her the money when I saw how she moved. So trust me, she is very good at what she does. I just, you know, hey, I'm so blessed to have met this woman. And each day it's just like, wow, we just get so much done. It's like, I mean, it's incredible. So she is the real infopreneur. You know.
Well, thank you for that, but I have to say the same about you. I mean, your wealth of knowledge is, I can't get over it sometimes. I'm just like, wow, okay. So without us, you know, going back and forth about what I did, God, we only have a few minutes left, but yes, he's excellent at what he does also. So if you call us, or I'm sorry, if you email us, then we could put you in contact with either Brother Robert or myself, or both of us. You know, we'd be happy to do a conference call with you and your spouse or whoever, so that we can help you get your ball rolling. I mean, I consult with people all the time as far as just doing little tests to find out what you'd be good at. And you are good at something. Nobody is not good at nothing. I mean, if that makes sense. I mean,
yes.
Everybody is good at something. And if you don't know what you're good at, 9 times out of 10, it's because you've been working on a job so long, your creativity has just been diminished. Because you get up in the morning, you drive in traffic to work, you're at work, and you come home and you either have to deal with a family, or you're so tired and you have to deal with the family. Your creativity just has not been there. And then the weekend you're playing catch up on doing laundry and doing whatever it is that you have to do. So you really haven't had time to be creative. So we would be happy to have you contact us so that we can help you put it back together. It's not gone. It's just been diminished a little bit. But we would love to help you find whatever it is that you would like to do for business. We are excited to do that. Something else I wanted to talk about. I don't know. I really did a lot of ranting today because of this week. But, I just, you know, to sum up this radio program, you know, we started out talking about, you know, entrepreneurs, you know, can't make all the money. You know, so sum that up for us again, Robert. What does that mean again?
Like I said, you know, step aside. Get yourself out of the way of other people's growth and progress, because, you know, you're always trying to figure out a way to get something out of the next man,
mm-hmm.
rather than figuring out a way of how to make the next man greater than. So you can't make all the money. That's it in a nutshell. Recognize some people, you just need to push them further along. And some people, you know, you have to school them a little bit at a time. Well, okay, then your time is valuable. But don't stunt the growth of somebody that don't really need to be schooled. They just need to be informed or connected. Go ahead and shoot them on out there. You know, because they happen to cross your path for a reason, and you're going to make sure that you be the last person, or you're going to put I'm going to be the stop sign on your path. No, be a green light for that person.
Right.
Be a green light. Hey, man, I'm really trying to do woo, 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 woo. Here, brother, call this person here. And keep on moving. Do what you do.
Right. Bless somebody so that you can be blessed. Honestly, I mean, that's not why we do it. But, you know, when you bless people, I mean, I can't think of a time when I bless people that I'm not being blessed. And, you know, we really don't look at that close enough. You know, you think, oh, I did that for somebody, and what are they going to do for me? No, I look at it like this. I did something for somebody. I know that I'm blessed right now, you know, because shoot, I had food on my table, roof over my head. I could have been in another car accident or anything, you know. So there's my blessing. I have my right mind. There's a lot of things, you know. You are blessed if you bless somebody else. So just do that. Stop expecting something. Get out of this whole new matrix that's been created. That's what we'll call it. It's a new matrix.
Right.
The new matrix, you know, because people are on Facebook and they talk about being caught up in the matrix, and they're talking about, you know, the 9-to-5 job and, you know, just all this regular life stuff. But there's a new matrix on Facebook where people are caught up in trying to do some kind of get rich quick scheme, join my thing, click on my link and send me, you know, some
right.
money and all this stuff. I mean, what is this, church? I mean, it's the same stuff. It's the same
right.
stuff. It's the same scam over and over again. Again, I believe in people making money. If you're good at what you do and you have a track record of what you do and you have helped people for real, I mean, come on, for real. I don't mean how much money you've collected, but there are some stories about what you have done for people. You have actually put them on the pathway of where they need to be. You have testimonials of what you have done for people. I mean, there's a lot of people that have some testimonials, but shoot, they sure are not good ones, you
right.
know. They've robbed people. They've ripped people off. Like I said before, there's a company that ripped me off for $900. I mean, I got my money back, for real. But that same company, somebody did a radio program specifically about that company and how they ripped them off, and it's a black company, you know, because that is what is going on. You sign people up for your little program, and you don't deliver. You don't deliver. You have no intention on delivering. You just want to rip people off. That is the new matrix. We're throwing our money at these get-rich-quick schemes. Well, you know, I went to church enough years in my life that I threw away enough money, and I'm not doing that any longer. I'm not doing it any longer. So, you know, if that's
right.
you... If you got these little scams going or whatever, please don't come my way. Don't talk to me. Don't try to befriend me. Don't invite me anywhere. I mean, I hope you hear this. I'm not up for the games. I'm only wanting to deal with real people who want to help other real people so that we can build something and, you know, hopefully become economically free. So later for all that stuff. No, nothing for all that stuff. I don't even want to deal with it anymore. So
right.
you young people who are trying to find your way, you know, stop looking at these people who got these scams going. You older people who are trying to just trying to grasp onto a dollar, you know, I mean, I respect that, but there's a better way. There's definitely a better way. Again, if you all need help, let us know. If you need a radio commercial, let us know. We can get you on Black Talk Radio Network. If you want a radio program, let us know. We can get you on Black Talk Radio Network. I mean, there's ways to do things. A lot of us have a lot to talk about. If you like to talk, come on and get on the radio, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Come on our show. Come on and be a regular co-host.
Right.
You know, come get trained. You know, you can make money on the radio. I mean, we're not making money on the radio because we haven't monetized it, but you definitely can make money on the radio. Scotty can show you how to make money on the radio. You know, if you like to work from home, you don't like people, or, you know, or whatever it is that your issue is, you can work right from home and do your own radio program. Again, reach out to us. We are blacksinbusiness@gmail.com. Let us know. You can also join us on Facebook. Just type in large or capital letters, B-I-B, that's Bob Information Bob Radio, B-I-B Radio. Type that in Facebook, join us. Or you can type in B-I-B and your city or your state, and we should pop up there and you can join us. If you don't see us there, let us know. That means that we have not connected with your city or state yet. But we definitely want to get to know you all. We want to connect with you. We want to help you build. We want to help you grow. We want you to help us build and grow. We want to make this thing something that everybody can be proud of. Blacks in business. That's who we are.
Yes, yes, ma'am. Yes.
Yeah, well, the show is definitely coming to an end at 6:51. I don't know.
Nine more minutes.
Yeah, a few more minutes here.
Well, you know, the Caucasian made niggas. We have to come up out of that state of existence, existing in every aspect of our walk of life. We have to be always the man in the mirror, changing our ways. You know, you have to be able to see yourself for who you are, and then have some idea, or get an idea, or get the correct information of who God wants you to be. And it's not nothing real crazy, people. It's not far-fetched. That's just being a man of integrity, woman of integrity, a decent human being, a disciplined human being, you know, a striving to be a better human being, you know, striving to accomplish things. That's just humane. That's the type of person that we should be striving to be. And in that, building our families and building our communities. That's just how really simple it is. And when you see it that simple, you know, then you can put a circle around you. And if anything that comes at you is not operating from that perspective, then they can't come inside the circle.
Right.
Because if it's outside of that circle, then you got chaos, you got craziness, drunkenness, you know, getting high and all. I don't need or want that in my thinking. We don't have time to be playing at life at all. No. We are in a 911 state of emergency as a people, as a community, as a country. This thing is serious.
And Very serious.
We got to move like time is running out.
Yes, and it's funny you said we're in a 911 emergency. And guess what? You know, if we call 911, they ain't even coming, so you know we in trouble.
Right. 911 is a joke.
In the words of Flavor Flav and them, yes, yes, yes. I mean, we gotta be each other's 911. To summarize it all, we need to build our own gangs. Gang has been given a negative connotation, but gang is how we group together and survive. So we've got to do that. Others do it. I read that article by Dr. Boyce Watkins where he summed it all up. We definitely need to make sure that we are operating in such fashion where we create a gang so we can protect one another. Our ancestors did it. We could do it again and just economically grow and educate our children so they can economically grow. Our ceiling will be their floor, and where we left off, they will take off if we do this thing like we need to do it. So we're going to let everybody know that you're listening to BIB Radio on the Black Talk Radio Network. We thank you all for joining us tonight, and we look forward to talking to you again next Thursday at the same time. And we will speak to you again soon. Good night, everybody.
Peace.